It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of Visalia with Nikki.
And Randy.
Visalia!
Randy's got a topic today.
I got a topic and I didn't tell you about it.
Total surprise.
It is a total surprise to you. And I don't know how you're going to react to this one.
Uh-oh. Aw, now I'm scared.
All right. Deep thoughts now.
Okay.
All right. So in lieu of the submersible going way down and imploding. I have been taking a deep dive here lately, and I love the Titanic and everything there is about it, and not just Jack and
Rose.
Yeah.
The malicious iceberg.
Yes. So I've been watching last couple days James Cameron and all of his stuff, because he is really into the Titanic.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of National Geographic. Now, I say a lot. I mean like three specials.
Oh, wow.
On the Titanic, because he's an engineer too.
It was in the aftermath of this submersible imploding that I found out that James Cameron actually went down to see the Titanic. I had no idea.
Oh, he's been down like
a lot.
20 times.
Yeah. That was the first I had heard of it.
I kid you not. And so I was watching this special last night, and it is National Geographic special.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were two of them, and the one I watched last night is was about the film. Of course, the film, Jack and Rose, they're fictional characters.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody says, you know, and I, me included, you know, why didn't Jack jump up on the piece of wood to the door, right?
Yep.
And so James Cameron, amongst many other tests, tested this theory.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they would survive together on top of the wood, or if they would be even able to balance together
mm-hmm.
on top of the wood.
Can I tell you my thoughts before you tell me what James Cameron said?
Sure.
Because this came up like when I was in high school. This was like going viral on Facebook. These people put like the size of the actual board out and showed all the different ways they could have held on together. And I was in physics at the time, so I knew that it had to do with buoyancy. And not the actual size of the board. It's about the weight that it could support. And Rose would have, they both would have frozen to death because they both would have been touching the water just enough to freeze to death. That's my thought.
But and I think that's what would have happened, really, because it seems like what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because the results were kind of inconclusive. They both could have survived. They both could have died.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean, they went through the whole scenario of both getting up on there. And, I mean, this is how crazy it was James Cameron is. This is how totally crazy he is.
Mm-hmm.
He has sensors on them, on their whole body.
Oh.
I mean, he put a tube down their nose and going down their throat. And just to see how their bodies were reacting, you know.
Side note on that, like, imagine there's an ad out for James Cameron, like, doing a special on the Titanic, and then he shoves a tube down your nose. Like, you're just like, I want to be famous.
Well, I don't think it was him.
But
they put sensors all over their body. They have, like, four sensors on them.
That's crazy.
And the guy that was in the role of Jack, you know, they were all the same size, and they, mm-hmm. they looked pretty close. They could have been stand-ins.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And, you know, and they were in this giant pool, giant, huge-ass pool in this mm-hmm. warehouse, and they had a remake of the door, same size from the movie, everything.
Very scientific.
And, and first of all, they put him in the water like, you know, Jack did in the movie, and they took the water down to the right temperature and all that. And
yeah.
The first time, and he lasted like 15 minutes.
Wow.
Boom. They had to take him out on the stretcher.
Whoa.
Next day, you know, after he got back to his body temperature and all that.
Yeah.
Then they tried both of them and tried to balance
mm-hmm.
and unbalance and went back and forth with that. And it there was a good couple inches of water in between the two of them the mm-hmm. whole time that they balanced to get, they managed to get on the piece of wood. But there was water, and there was
yeah,
like a couple inches of water.
Yeah,
and it was
even with the body heat, it's like
yeah, it was freezing water.
Yeah.
And Jack was the one that kept freezing,
mm-hmm.
For some reason, his body temperature kept going down. So the lady that was in the place of Rose, she had the, not the life wrap, but the...
The vest.
So she took it off, put it on the guy that was playing Jack to try to warm him up a little bit. But he still ended up with hypothermia, or would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack's going to die in this scenario.
No matter what. He's going down.
And then he put together another scenario he put together. He wanted to find out how the Titanic actually went down. And when they put it together, the movie together in, what was the late 90s, early 2000s? I think it was late 90s, whenever it was.
Yeah, whenever.
They put a model together. And I mean, he got engineers and they put this model together and they put it in a giant... tub, the same tub that they had Jack and Rose in, and
multi-purpose.
Yeah,
worth the money.
And they, you know, they he took all the descriptions, all the input that he got for the movie, and you know that's how it ended up in the movie with what the information that he had at the time. He's gathered a whole bunch more information since then.
Really,
in the last couple of years, they made this special.
Uh-huh.
So. This is where he came up with how it ended up splitting into and kind of bobbing up at the top.
Yeah. You know, I saw something on that where, like, the discovery of the Titanic wreckage was really impactful because the people who survived the Titanic, who witnessed the Titanic sink, when they came back and told their stories, were told they were crazy, were totally dismissed.
Right.
Because they said it had snapped in half and described the sounds and everything. And they're like, ships don't do that.
Right.
And were told they were absolutely insane. And it was like, oh, well, she's a little stressed. Don't listen to her. And
yeah.
And that was proof that they were not crazy.
Well, it was like, where'd the 1,500 people go?
Right.
That, and, well, it was missing until 1985, because I saw this last night. And one of the explorers, of course, the explorers that were looking, they were looking for, there was a top secret government mission. And that's why they were down on the ocean floor and they stumbled upon the Titanic. And of course, the main person that was heading up the government mission was there with James Cameron to go over, you know, every little thing that he saw too.
Yeah.
So they put that experiment together to see how it, you know, it kind of split in two and it bobbed up and did a 90 degree and then went straight down. And, you know, so James is all over this. I mean, it wasn't just the movie that he put time into. This is like his passion. This is his thing. So he's been down to the wreckage at least 20 times.
Yeah.
And just like,
dedicated.
Yeah, just like when the submersible, they lost contact with it, he knew that it had imploded. He didn't really want to say that because he didn't want to get false, you know, a false negative out there in the world. You know, he didn't want to put any of that negative out there. But since there wasn't any sounds underneath the ocean for that, there wasn't really any communication. That's why he was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, keep quiet. Hope things are good. Hope they find them. You know.
Yeah.
And then when they, you know, found them, he's like, yeah, I knew that. I just didn't want to say anything, and, you know.
What did you think of, like, the Navy saying, oh, yeah, we heard that, we just wanted to confirm type of thing? Like, they heard the implosion, they have a recording of it on sonar, like, the day they went missing, so they know when they imploded, but they didn't confirm anything. They were still keeping it as, like, it could have been something else.
It was like an hour and a half into the dive. It takes 2.5 hours to get down to Titanic. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was bad. It was just bad all the way around. But I just can't believe it. I didn't know that James Cameron was that into the Titanic
thing.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't either. Like I said, that was the first time I had heard that he had even been down to the Titanic. Like, for real. That is super cool and really dedicated. And now I'm, like, really curious as to what else he's done for...
So I was watching another special before the James Cameron thing came. It's all on YouTube, by the way. So, I mean, it's free to watch on YouTube. And they put together the Titanic in Belfast. And it's all still out there. I mean, the shipyard area where they put it together at, where they had to bring it in,
like
and the replica? The full neighborhood size? And no, just the whole area.
Oh, okay. I'm
the sorry. Building that the building that you know they were all in working at still there.
Wow.
I mean, it's like in its original form. I mean, there's paint falling down from the ceiling, yeah. But you can see it. You can see it all. Apparently, I don't know if it's some type of tourist attraction. I don't think it is, but it's just been closed up since then. Ever since the Titanic, you know, sank, that put a big I don't want to say. I don't want to say a big. I don't know. It was just a big downer for, of course, the Starline Academy there. The sea guys, it just took him down to nothing, and no one wanted to build ships for a while.
Yeah.
But then there was a ship that carried apparently a giant ship came in, and I think it was called a Nomad, and they carried survivors and bodies back, and it came back into the port there, Belfast, and they're supposed to be. Refurbishing that because that's like you know it's important to the city that they do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's been long, you know, it's been time to process.
I want to know what happened to the Olympic though.
Did you hear the theory that it was actually the Olympic that sank and not the Titanic, and they swapped information because the Titanic was worth more money on insurance?
Oh God,
I did a deep dive on that. It's not all BS.
It has to be. When you see the footage, like when James Cameron went down, you see the Titanic.
Oh yeah. On this. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But James Cameron is a filmmaker.
Uh huh. Oh, so. You know what? No. They did. I'm trying to think of the details of the conspiracy theory, but it was like very long, planned out, like. I'll have to do some research. You should do some research.
I need to do a deep dive on what happened to the Olympic. What happened to the Olympic? It didn't sink.
I don't think it did.
I'm sure it didn't because it's a sister to the Titanic. And they were also in this other special, not the James Cameron special, but they were going through the certain place where they found all the wood and everything that looks just like the dining room of the Olympic and the Titanic. Mm-hmm. It's all these artists that took hours and hours and hours to put together all of this stuff because it, you know, was supposed to be prestigious and beautiful. And it looked just like this. It was amazing. You got to check out the special on YouTube. Just saying.
Yeah. There's a museum in Tennessee that has like a full replica of a lot of the parts of the Titanic, and it's like really like the millions of dollars. And
they used to have something in Vegas, of Titanic display.
Not surprised. Okay, so the Olympic never sank. It was retired and sold for scrap in 1935 after 24 years on the seas. The Titanic, her sister ship, sank after striking an iceberg, which we know, and the Britannic. The other sister ship was lost during World War One after hitting a mine off of Key in the Aegean Sea.
See, I'm surprised.
Entering open waters.
I'm surprised no one's tried to dig that up.
The wreckage.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Have they?
Another sister.
It's a Google.
Yes.
Gotta Google it.
And there was another one they were going to talk about building, and they were going to call it, like Gigantic.
I'm looking at a picture of it.
And it looks just like the Titanic.
I don't think it does. It looks like just a regular old sailboat.
Ah.
Like a rowboat, honestly. I'm sure it's massive, but from this picture, it just looks like a rowboat.
Let me see.
You can see the hole split in half. Is that the hole?
Yeah.
There's a terminology there. I'm not a boat gal.
It's not a luxury liner, though.
No, not like the Titanic.
I
am going to revisit my insurance fraud theory on the Titanic and the Olympic, because now I was like really like, this is legitimate, like this could be like a real thing, and now that I know it says Titanic potentially, I'm gonna revisit that and see if I was just easily manipulated into believing it.
Man, I never heard that one. Yeah, I never heard about that.
Let me give it a quick Google.
Yeah, that's pretty good that the Olympic was worth more insurance than the Titanic. Thanks, White Star Line. Thanks a lot. That's great.
Because I remember the there were like pictures of how similar they were.
Oh yeah.
And that was a big selling point for like.
Yeah, they're sister lines. So I mean, they're supposed to look big and luxurious.
A new claim just came out. Oh, they're unfounded. The Associated Press. They're a legitimate source of information.
AP. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Okay. So the theory is that the Titanic did not sink. It was switched with the Olympic prior to setting sail, and that they sank it on purpose, which is awful. But it was part of an insurance fraud scheme, and it was intended to kill three powerful businessmen on board the Titanic who were opposed to the creation of a central banking system in the United States.
Ooh.
Government.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
So there was like a murder and insurance fraud scheme in there.
Wow.
But the Associated Press says no. There was evidence of their identification numbers or yard numbers that were found on both of the Olympic before it was sold for scrap after the Titanic sank and on the Titanic wreckage. So not just one, multiple artifacts from the Titanic wreckage have been confirmed to be from the actual Titanic and not the Olympic. But there was, you know, some potential for that. I would not be surprised if the government was involved. Who knows?
The government's involved. Who knows?
Who knows?
They These can make things.
Theories.
They make things disappear.
Yeah, especially when it comes to money.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
I never heard that one.
We're gonna have to do a conspiracy theory episode.
Oh yeah.
That's one of my favorite things.
Oh yeah. There's.
I have a really fun one that I absolutely love, and it's the Denver International Airport. I could talk for hours about that. Oh, my God. It's addicting.
The Denver airport.
It's crazy. And I will have to pull up photos, and we're going to have to do, like, an Instagram post with all of the photos to accompany this podcast because it's really
Is it like aliens
dive.
Landing or something in the middle of the night or what?
No, it's, like, New World Order stuff. And
oh.
You know
oh.
what I love about conspiracy theories?
Oh.
Which I guess I just started doing, apparently.
Apparently so.
I love poking holes in them. And I didn't do that with this Olympic disaster. I will be
you
honest about that.
You bought it.
But I love, because I feel like I'm not easily convinced. So I want to find a way to believe in these wild things. And the Denver one, what I like about it is that the evidence is all right there in the Denver International Airport. It's wild.
Wow.
Like some of the murals.
Yeah.
Crazy. And Denver International Airport is doing construction right now. And all of their construction signs are like in on the joke. They're talking about like, excuse us while we build new tunnels for the lizard people.
Oh, that's
in
funny.
The airport. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so,
funny.
Yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff about it. But
wow. I can't wait to hear.
Speaking of conspiracy theories and going back to the Titanic.
Yes.
Have you heard the theory that these guys faked their death? The billionaires on board the submersible?
No.
It's all over my TikTok right now.
How the hell could you do that?
They're billionaires. Anything is possible. I've heard theories ranging from like wanting to escape their families to wanting to get out of certain situations. And
wow.
You're in the middle of the ocean. No one saw them go down. Like they could have just popped up, sent the ship back down. Like, you know, it was controlled by a PlayStation controller.
Well, wasn't there someone on the ship above?
Possibly, but I
yeah,
mean,
they could
any
be paid
amount
off.
Of money.
Yeah, they could be paid off, I
oh,
guess, if we thought about this.
Another interesting fact about this. So we all know it was $250,000 to get on board.
Yeah.
Do you know how much that is to a billionaire?
Yeah, it's like tip money at the restaurant.
It's like $10.
It's not a lot, yeah.
It's $10. For a person who makes $1 billion a year, a quarter of $1 million is the equivalent of $10 to someone who makes $40,000 a year.
Wow.
So it was just like, sure, why not?
Yeah. Let me fill up my car full of gas. That's
yeah.
all.
Not even $10.
I don't know. Yeah. Let me get some gas for the lawnmower. How about that?
There you go.
Wow.
Maybe a motorcycle.
Wow. I haven't heard that conspiracy theory that they just wanted to disappear.
Yeah.
That's why the guy took his son with him then?
Possibly.
Wow.
I don't know. But, you know, there people are talking about it on my TikTok. The first I actually heard of it was my sister, and I was like, no, I don't like it. I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They thought it wouldn't make headlines the way it did. They wanted to disappear quietly type thing, but I love conspiracy theories, so I'm going to do some more research.
I don't know why they think that, if that happened, why they think it would disappear quietly. I mean, they were going to see the Titanic, you know, and everyone's still interested in the Titanic. So why would that go away quietly? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If they were going to go, you know, down to see Dumbo's landing or something 20 feet down and something happened, then that's another thing. But
yeah.
Doesn't make any sense with the Titanic. Anything around the Titanic is going to get press.
Yeah, I think we need to do more exploring of the ocean, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know that we don't know anything about the ocean. That makes no sense.
No, I mean, we're up in space, and we haven't even figured the rest of the ocean out.
We know more about
what else is out there.
We know more about space than we do about the ocean. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, the ocean has a higher fatality rate of explorers than the space does, so could be the safer option, but that's wild that it's safer to go to space statistically than stay on Earth and dive in the ocean.
Yeah. So the pressure of the water, I guess, there has to be a craft that apparently James Cameron and knows how to build.
Yeah, and there's no pressure like that in space. You just got to deal with the air stuff. Gravity.
Being able to breathe.
Yeah.
Just like you have to do underneath the ocean.
Yeah.
But I was watching this thing on James Cameron too about, you know, because he's like, you know, he said he's done like 20 dives down. And one of his engineers that works on movies built him this very special submersible. And he would go in every day. You know, because he's like, I want to come back from this. So he would go in every day and be like, now, are these nickel-plated washers, or are these, you know, are these going to rust while I'm down here, or are these going to be, you know, are these going to be sealable washers? And you'll be like, yes, James, sir, they're the right type of washers. So he would, like, you know,
good.
Every little thing.
It.
Hell yeah, I'd be doing that too. It's like, I want to come back from this thing.
Yeah,
are these bolts the right bolts? Are these ones that are going to hold under pressure when I'm down here? Yeah, and they the news people, I mean, if you go back and look, they asked James, like, would you go down in this? He's like, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, no.
Yeah. I heard that the safety, like, the guy working on building the submersible was like, hey, dude, this is turning out to be not so great. And he fired him. Like, the Ocean Gate guy fired him. Because he was like, I don't want that negativity in my life. So,
right.
People were trying to tell him. And he, I don't know, reckless abandon, I guess.
Right.
Just not, yeah. That's how I would be, though. Like, give me the details. Honestly, I wouldn't do it more than once with the risk. James Cameron is dedicated. But he was also careful about it.
Yeah. He's very careful. And he's got the means to do it. And he's got the, you know. He's got the means to do it. If you've got the means to do it, okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why
and if it's your hobby and you've got no other way to spend your money. And
yeah.
Otherwise, I'll look at beautiful pictures of the Titanic from up here.
Yeah. I heard that the window in that submersible, or like the viewing of the Titanic itself, would have been smaller than like a computer screen.
Yeah.
Seeing the
where James, he had a window because I was watching a special on that too.
Randy loves
another
specials.
Another special with James and
James Cameron.
And James Cameron, apparently. But, well, I love the Titanic stuff. So I was watching a special where he actually went down the submersible and they filmed all of it. And he's looking through a window, and it's a window about the size of a, you know, a ship window.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see, there's also a video that they were taking. It was all for the movie.
Yeah.
And, so you're actually seeing footage of that when they take, you know, the original, under the sea stuff. And then they rebuilt, of course, the ship for the movie.
They didn't film that. Down at the bottom of the ocean?
Some of it.
The inside of the ship?
Some of it. Some of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So I just had to talk about that.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. I will have to do a conspiracy theory episode on a full deep dive.
Deep dive.
That kind of stuff. The the possibilities of it all.
I didn't know you were a conspiracy theorist.
I wouldn't label myself as one, but I do like them. Is that what a conspiracy theorist is? Like, I don't put a lot of stock into them, but I like talking about them and thinking about them.
Well, conspiracy theorists,
I don't believe it with my whole heart.
A lot of them believe it with their whole heart.
Yeah, like trying to convince other people type.
Yes,
thing,
they spend their life trying to convince people about every conspiracy theory known to man.
No, I just like talking about it. I think they're so entertaining. Like, I want to believe, but I poke holes in it. And
but
it's
but you want to prove them wrong.
It's like, oh, man, this is starting to sound ridiculous, you know. So we'll have to do a deep dive on it. And Randy, thank you for sharing your extensive knowledge
My
with James Cameron,
Cameron
and all the specials. Catch us next time
Anytime.
On the Off-Air Podcast of... Vassalia.